You know, guys usually learn a lot sitting in the barber chair from their barber. I cannot imagine that you would learn any more, especially about history of Bryan College Station, than from A.C. Van Zandt.
I originally came here in the Air Force at Marine Air Force Base back in 1956.
But A.C. was transferred to Sherman for a while, then came back to Bryan in 1958.
And then when I got out of the service in 61, I came back.
And that's when he went to barber school. And then he opened Townshire Barbershop in 62. But it wasn't long before A.C. Van Zandt found a barbering home, a longtime home, in way south College Station.
I opened up Redmond Terrace Barbershop in 1964, 31st August. First business opened there. Always joked that it was going to be last. When I left, it was the end of an era.
Yeah, A.C. remembers that commercial businesses that far south, well, they were few and far between.
Well, when we put in Redmond Terrace, we doubled the commercial space in College Station.
Yeah, if you were going south on Texas Avenue back then, when you passed the campus, you thought you were out of town.
They thought it ended right there at the corner of Jersey and Texas Avenue. And people would come over the hill from Houston, and when they topped where the water tower is now, they'd say, boy, you topped that hill and you're in Bryan, and before you know it. And I said, no, you're in College Station, you don't know it. Next hill was Bryan.
So A.C. Van Zandt knows exactly when he started his barbering career in College Station, but when did he finish? Well, he's not so clear on that.
When I turned 65, I did work 8 months out of the year. I gave the shop to the four guys that worked for me, and then came back and worked every year, and my wife and I took summer off, and we traveled.
Well, we finally figured out that A.C. Van Zandt finally retired for good around 2008, and since then, been very involved in service clubs like the College Station Noon Lions Club and his church.
We have a discovery program where we teach foreign student wives, which we have right now, a little over 200 this semester. And we start in September, go through the first part of January, and then we do it in February to March. I'm the gopher. Set up the furniture, they teach sewing, cooking, knitting, blanket, quilting, English beginning, conversational, advanced English. We set everything up at First Baptist Church here in College Station.
You know, it's a history lesson just in itself, talking about the people who have sat in A.C. Van Zandt's barber chair over the years. He named a few names.
The oldest customer I'd cut more than any for more years than any other was Ted Nelson, who was a sophomore, I believe, at A&M when I first came here, then became track coach later. Randy Mattson, when he was a freshman, and I didn't even know who he was. He walked in, and you'd look up at him, and one day I said something to the course staff. I said, he's a good-looking, young, tall guy, isn't he? He said, you know who that is, don't you? And I said, no. And he said, well, that's Randy Mattson. He's a shot putter, freshman here. So those guys, and then I did a lot of administrative people that I hesitate to mention.
The Infomaniacs would call the Redmond Terrace Barbershop the Barber of the Stars, and longtime listeners to Infomaniacs remember our favorite question to the barber? What's that blue stuff you put the combs in?
Oh, that's a sterilizer that you put it in, and it's supposed to kill any bad bugs or anything you got off of somebody's hair before you used on it. You put it in there and let it soak, and then you wash it off before you use it.
So if you want to know anything about barbering or Bryan College Station or just about any history of our area, A.C. Van Zandt's your man. I'm Tom Turbeville, and that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.